Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hello again. Welcome to Spectrum. This is Steve Warren. As usual, I have another interesting guest this particular day. This time, we're turning to the world of music, and our guest is Peter Lin. Peter, welcome to China America Radio.
All right. Thank you very much, Steve.
All right. So, first of all, I told the folks that you are a musician. But before we find out about your music and actually listen to some of your music, let's tell our listeners a little bit about you. Like, where were you born? Where did you grow up? What is your background as a kid?
Sure. So I was born in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I was only there for 2 years, so I don't really remember much. But my family moved to New Jersey, and we lived in Whippany. And now I'm living in Bloomfield. I graduated from William Patterson a number of years ago, and now I work for a nonprofit called Jazz House Kids, and I'm also a freelancing trombonist and band leader of the Lintet.
Okay, we're going to talk about the Lintet in just a second. So your family obviously came from somewhere to Baton Rouge. Tell me about your heritage.
My grandparents were actually, they came here to the United States for a little bit. From Taiwan, but they actually just went back to Taiwan. That's where my parents were born, in Taipei, actually. And they moved over here in grad school. They went to Washington State, and there they met and got married. And they kind of been traveling all around the United States, but then they had me in Louisiana. And then they decided to live in New Jersey, where my father worked in for a chemical company. So I just grew up in Whippany from there.
So your background in music, I mean, a lot of music comes from Louisiana. There's a very interesting music culture there. Not that you were old enough to really appreciate it very much, but let's talk about your music. Where did that begin in your life?
Yeah, well, I would like to believe that the Louisiana music, the New Orleans music, was part of my blood, just being born there, you know, being around the environment. But really, my musical education started when my parents sent me to Suzuki Method for violin. So I was already like maybe like five when I started playing some music. And I actually played trombone since fourth grade. I kind of switched over to that instrument as the main instrument. So now I play mostly trombone, but I also play a little bit of everything, as you got to do with most jazz musicians. Got to learn the piano, got to learn the drums, got to learn some bass and stuff like that. So I try to do a little bit of everything.
You're a young guy, and obviously young people like lots of different kinds of music, not generally jazz. So I'm wondering where the jazz and the standards and the pop influence came from.
Yeah, I think part of being in America at this time is that you have a great resource of musical education. You have a lot of great teachers that teach a lot of jazz, and they expose you to a lot of different kinds of music nowadays. So I started to listen a lot more to jazz in high school. We had a jazz band. I participated in some local competitions and stuff like that. And then I went to college at William Patterson for jazz studies and performance. And that's where I kind of really fell in love with it. That's what I decided that I want to do it for the rest of my life, just listening to great musicians like John Coltrane, Charlie Parker, you know, J.J. Johnson's one of my main influences on the trombone. And so there's a whole culture. It's easy being involved in jazz, especially in the city, because there's so many great places to see music. This is the hub for jazz music.
Were you destined to be something else besides a musician, since I'm sure somebody told you you may not be able to make a living at this, at least not right away?
Yes. We hear that all the time, for sure. You know, it's a little bit, I'm not too sure what the future holds for me. At the moment, I kind of do a little bit of a daytime job, you know, working for a jazz organization at least, and also playing like at gigging at night. So it's almost like a full-time job right now. But I see myself playing music for the most part for the rest of my life, and I would like to keep it that way.
Tell me about the Lintet. Obviously, I figure with a name like Lintet, obviously it's playing off your last name, doesn't assign any particular number of players to the group, so I guess you could add and subtract players as you wanted to and still keep the Lintet, right?
Oh, yes. You figured out my marketing plan. Yes. So you can have a quartet, quintet, sextet, you know, septet, but most of the time, our group is designed for a sextet, so six people. We have trombone, tenor saxophone, guitar, bass, drums, and piano, which is an interesting combination, something you don't really hear quite often. But they're all my friends from William Patterson. We kind of all got to know each other. We were all in different grades. But then once we graduated, we decided to just get together, kind of meet up a few times and play a few gigs around. And one of my friends suggested, oh, why don't you just call the group Lintet? Because before it was Peter Lynn Quartet or Quintet. They're like, why just call it Lintet? So
you're the organizer, yeah. You're the band leader, you're the guy out front. What was your incentive at putting together the group? And was it easy or was it difficult to get people to commit? Because it takes a lot of energy and rehearsal time, as we know.
You know, some of the people in the group have played together before, so there's already a few combinations that have already worked in the past, and it was just a matter of getting all of us together in one place. It wasn't really as hard as it seems, especially with jazz musicians. You have an entire repertoire that you have to learn when you're learning this music. So when we all met each other, we already knew a lot of the jazz standards that we could just play together. And when we felt like this was the right group, the right kind of people playing with each other, you know, that's when we decided, well, let's just go ahead and get a band together, get a demo together. You know?
Well, you've spent some time in the studio, and we have some of your music, and we thought we'd tease the audience with a minute or two of a couple of your selections. So let's pick one here. What one would you like to start with, and what can you tell us about the first song you want to play?
Sure. So the first song that I'm going to be playing is called The Train Folk Song. Forgive my Mandarin, but it's pronounced Doo Doo On. And it's kind of like a fun song that my parents grew up with from like karaoke, and a lot of the older generation will be able to recognize this folk song from Taiwan.
Okay, so let's listen to a couple of bars of Doo Doo On.
Okay, great.
Was it deliberate that you wanted to include some Taiwan music in the jazz repertoire in this particular project?
Yes, actually, the way the band almost started was because of the Taiwanese community. They hold a rally over in Times Square every year, and so we played in Times Square. You know, our band has opened up for that rally, and you know, we wanted to play songs that people recognize because it's not very common for Taiwanese people to recognize jazz standards, as that's not the music that they necessarily grow up with. So we decided to include a few Taiwanese folk songs.
Tell me a little bit about the composition of the band. You told me the instruments. The players, pretty eclectic group of guys.
Yeah. So like I mentioned before, we have two horn players, trombone and tenor saxophone. We have a guitar player, which is part of, we consider him more of a horn player in terms of his function in the band. And we have piano, bass, and drums. A little eclectic for most people, but in the jazz setting, it's actually, this is quite common. You know, it's a very mellow sounding combination. compared to like an alto sax, which might be a little bit more cutting. At least with trombone and tenor, you have a little bit more of a blend in that middle range. And so it's I think it's really easy to listen to.
Well, you're getting kind of technical on me here like that, but it sounds like you know your business. What about the, just for curiosity, the ethnicity of the members of the band?
Oh, yes. It's quite a diverse band. I would say this is the epitome of American band, you know. We have people from all kinds of places, and some of them is just some of them they don't even know where they're from necessarily, because their parents are like all over the place,
right?
So but it's a very diverse band.
Anybody else from Taiwan in the group?
No, I'm actually the only Taiwanese American in the group.
But you're the boss,
so that's right.
Let's speaking of American, let's go to one of the American songs.
Okay, sure.
From your demo. This is a standard. Which is the one that you want to play first?
Oh yes. So the standard. This is a song by Duke Pearson, who was a great pianist in the '60s, and this is a song called Janine. It was written for a girl, but. It was someone that he liked, and this is one of our favorite songs to play.
Well, if your name is Janine and you're listening, that is your song. I would definitely, you know, pick that up. What are your plans for marketing and selling the CD or the downloads or however you're going to distribute the music in the future? If our listeners are interested in giving it a further listen or even, you know, picking up some tracks.
Well, we recently started a website. It's actually launching today. It's called www.lintet.com. They can listen to all the tracks for free off of our SoundCloud account. In terms of purchasing and all that other stuff, I believe that those kind of things will come naturally as we develop as a band. We actually do a lot of marketing through the Taiwanese community itself, because we play a lot of these Taiwanese folk songs, and I also believe that it's important for the Taiwanese community to be more involved in the jazz scene. It's something that's not common, but it has a lot of similar values and characteristics of the Taiwanese people, I believe.
Let's go to another one of the Taiwan songs on the demo. Tell us about it.
This is the Grasshopper folk song. It's actually called Grasshopper Teases Rooster. It's kind of another playful song. A lot of the older generation will recognize this melody. You know, this is arranged by our tenor saxophonist, Ben Kovacs, and it kind of has a little bit of a Latin feel to it.
Our guest is Peter Lin and his orchestra, his band, his ensemble, his group of indeterminate size, known as the Lintet, and their website is
Lintet.com.
Lintet, Lintet.com. So how about live performances? Are you guys actively seeking to get some jobs playing clubs or playing universities, you know, where people can come out and actually hear and watch you perform?
Yes, so we've done a fair number of live performances so far. We've played at a lot of places, more in Jersey at the moment, because we're actually based in Wayne, New Jersey. We just ended a weekly gig over at Toshi's living room and penthouse. We were playing like every Tuesday or Wednesday, you know, playing for a couple of hours. But we have some performances set up for the future. They can subscribe to our newsletter, which will keep them updated on any Lintet events. We also, not besides live performances, we are also part of our mission is to also get people to come out to just live music in general. You know, a lot of people just don't know that there's live jazz music happening every day, almost every hour of the day, mostly nighttime. But so we also have a jam session calendar on our website, which will advertise a lot of New Jersey jam sessions that people can go to and get exposed to this great American songbook, you know, to the repertoire and to a lot of the musicians that are professionally playing in the city.
And on your website, I guess there's contact information. So if people are interested in booking the Lintet, they could get in touch with you via the website.
Oh, yes, definitely. Just click on contact. There's Book the Lintet tab. And they could submit the information that they want, you know, and we'll get back to you about that.
One more song before we get out of here for this edition of Spectrum on China America Radio. What are we going to hear next and finally today?
So the last one is original that I composed. It's written for my girlfriend. Her name is Singing. So this is kind of a play off words, but it's called Singing the Blues.
Singing the Blues.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she loves that. Let's hear. Well, great job, Peter. I appreciate your coming to our studio on China America Radio and getting in touch with us. I wish you nothing but great success. Once again, let's tell the listeners, if they want more information about Peter Lin and the Lintet, how can they find you?
They can visit our website, lintet.com, and they can subscribe to our newsletter. It's right at the bottom of the website.
And I wanted to point out that in addition to the Taiwan songs and the songs to people with girls' names that we played today, like Janine or Xinying, that there's also some great American standards, like If I Were a Bell from Guys and Dolls, and You Can't Take That Away from Me, which we all saw Fred Astaire dance to in Top Hat. So anyway, so you cover all your bases, but good luck with your music. I'm happy to hear you're out there as an ambassador for that great songbook.
All right. Thank you so much, Steve.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.